The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Tonganoxie, Kansas. Good to have you along with us, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Calcetti here, courtside. We are rapidly approaching the onset of the guys' game here tonight. Ladies' game, resounding win for the Phoenix. And here in the nightcap, Atchison coming into the game at 1-0. You remember that game out of Rossville here just the other day? Well, Atchison wins their opener. Tonganoxie will come into the game tonight at 0-1. And they are coming in off what had to be kind of a heartbreaking loss with Lewisburg. Matter of fact, they were at Lewisburg and they lost that first game 53-51. So tough, tough loss for the Chieftains in their game number one. So that all said, getting ready for this one here this evening. And Joseph, I think we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. I'll bring you the starters. Bring you the tip-off. We got high school hoops coming up on Care right after this.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chick the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
We'll be right back.
I think we're back with you here in Tonganoxie, Kansas, where public address announcer introducing the starters. So a nice crowd has finally made their way into the gym here this evening. And just a FYI, pitch black in this place as they have shut off all the lights. They've got a big spotlight in this brand new, fantastic gymnasium shining down right on the big red T in the middle of the floor. So, introductions being made in that fashion. So that said, here we go with the starting lineups for you. I'll get some lights going here. First of all, for Tonganoxie and head coach Phil Jones. Again, Keaton's coming in at 0-1 of the season, and they're going to be starting 5'7" senior Zakiah Glover, 6-foot senior Alex Crowley, Noah Carlton, he's a junior at 6'1", 5'10" Lachlan McRae. Lachlan is a sophomore, and 6-foot junior Owen Schmidt. So for Tongi, it'll be Glover, Crowley, Carlton, McRae, and Schmidt. For Atchison, head coach Pat Battle, coming in at 1-0. Tamar Hernandez, he's a 5'10 senior, and Cheater Purdy, a 6'4 senior. Trey Carter, another senior at 5'9. Jay-Z Kelly's a junior, he's 6'1, and Eric Smith III is 6'3" junior. And a home white with gold, that's right, white with gold lettering. Number's a little bit hard to see, but we're going to do our very best here. Is the Tonganoxie team that comes in, and they are not very big. Again, look at that starting lineup size. 5'7", 6 foot, 6'1", 5'10", 6 foot. Atchison of the traveling red with gold lettering and trim. Jeter's coming into the center circle, jumping it off against Owen Schmidt. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball goes up, the tip is away, and Atchison brings it down, looking away, missing the ball, and having to go back and retrieve it. Trey will bring it into the forecourt. Atchison left side, it's going to be Hernandez. Pushes it across. Look at that. We got a 1-3-1 zone. How about that to start things off tonight, huh? You don't see a lot of the 1-3-1 in this day and age. Here's Hernandez, tries to drive in, kicks it back on top. Kelly goes three, gets it. First bucket of the ball game will belong to Jay-Z Kelly, and Atchison goes in front 3-0 at 7:20 to play in the first. Now back over to the left side, you're going to have Tonganoxie with the basketball. They'll dish it over deep into the right corner to Crowley. Puts it out on top. Glover has it, holds it high above his head. Drives on Zamar, gets beyond him, dishes back. Easy layup, going to be up and good. Carlton will hit that bucket, and it is 3-2 Atchison and a minute in. The feed underneath, then Jeter goes in for two. Purdy with a quick pair, and it is 5-2 Atchison. 6:45 to go first quarter. Tell you what, Tonganoxie is going to have to get a little quicker down the floor. And now they're going to turn it over, mishandling the basketball. Atchison is going to be putting it in play from the backcourt. 6.5 to go. Opening quarter, leading already 5-2. And here comes Carter into the forecourt. Takes it across at the center. Keeps the dribble alive. Gets his hand way underneath the ball, but new officials in this day and age really don't call that palm over very much anymore. Just kind of get your hand underneath and hold it. Now the lob underneath, and the layup is going to be up and good. Jeter with four. It is now 7-2 Atchison. We're not quite 2 minutes in. Down the left side is going to be Glover. Takes it to the side of the lane. Comes back off on top to Schmidt. Tonganoxie with a basketball. Going to need to be very patient. I would think as a Tonganoxie coach, this is not what you want. Here's a three. It does go in, so maybe you do want that. And that's Lachlan McRae for three. And it's quickly 7-5. And back to the possession. Now the ball's going to be stolen away. Jay-Z falls to the floor, and Atchison's going to steal it back. Down court with it, Hernandez. Left side, Carter. Trey starts to step inside. Wants to take the shot. Can't get it away. Brings it over to Hernandez. He'll go for a long three. Nope. Rebounded underneath. And we're going to have a foul on by Tonganoxie, fouling Smith. The foul is going to be on Carlton. Noah Carlton's first personal foul of the ball game. And it's 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. AHS coming to the free throw line, leading it 7-5. First free throw is good. 1 more shot coming up. Taking his time, on his way, gets them both. First 2 points for Smith. It is 9-5. Atchison, they've led by as many as 5, up right now by 4. Here's Glover with it, and his pass in the middle, stolen by Purdy. Outlets it, Kelly, easy layup, and Kelly's going to be blocked to the floor. You kind of heard that little thud in the background, and we're going to have a Tonganoxie foul called. The foul is going to be the first of the game by Owen Schmidt. Atchison has not been whistled for a foul yet. Tonganoxie would have picked up its second, and Kelly at the free throw line misses his first of 2 free throws. 1 more shot coming up for Jay-Z. 5:20 to go, opening quarter here. Phoenix on the road for the second consecutive game to begin the 23-24 season. This free throw is up, and he will hit that one. So Kelly is 1 of 2 at the free throw line, and Atchison is back up again by 5 at 10-5. 5:17 to play, opening quarter. Glover dumps it over the left side to McRae. Going for the back door. Trying to back in on Trey Carter. Nothing there. The feed to the free throw line. Back over to the left. They're going to call a travel. As he was adjusting his feet and trying to kick that ball out to the top, Lachlan McRae is going to be whistled for a travel. And Atchison back up court. 5 minutes to go. How's that studying going along? 4:50 to go. Top side, back to the left, down to the baseline. And the ball's going to be stolen away by Tonganoxie, but 4:44 to play in the opening quarter. They're going to say it gets away out of bounds, and Atchison's going to be putting it back in. Down to the baseline with it is going to be Trey. Goes right side, Kelly's three, is up and good. Kelly will have his 7th point of the opening quarter, and Atchison stretches its lead now to 8 at 4.5 to go. The feed underneath, the ball is loose. It's going to be taken by Purdy. 2 Tonganoxie players run into each other, fall to the floor as Purdy drives to the other end of the court, laying it up and in. And Atchison has exploded to a 10-point lead. Tonganoxie says, we got to do something, and they're going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break. 4:21 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Tonganoxie. It is Phoenix 15, Chieftains 5.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. 'Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Tonganoxie's come back out of the court. We're still waiting for the Phoenix to break away from Coach Battle along the near side. And here they go. Now Atchison's going to go all the way into the backcourt and press close and press hard on the inbound play. 4:21 to go, nearly midpoint of the opening quarter. Tonganoxie does bring it in, and up forward with it is going to come Crowley. Crossing in front of the scorer's table, working against Hernandez. Keeps the dribble alive, dishes it out between the circles. Now around to the left side, it'll go to McRae. Back out on top, Atchison will stick with their player defense. Now cutting into the lane, the lob across, stolen by Jeter. Brady will outlet it down the left side. Kelly goes in, shot blocked. Rebound, pulled down Tonganoxie. Outlets to the right side. And he had a wide open man on the left side, didn't spot him, tries to go to the right. Atchison's able to get a hand on it, slapping it out of bounds. It'll be Tonganoxie ball at midcourt. 3:45 to go. Zipping along here in the opening quarter. 15-foot runner is up and short. Offensive rebound is going to be scrapped for and taken down by Atchison. Other end is DeMar. There's nobody down there, and he'll lay it in. Hernandez has two. And it is now 17-5. Atchison by a dozen. 3:25 to go. First quarter. The running shot is up. No. And then Atchison block on Smith. He'll have the first foul of the ball game by Atchison at 3:20 to play. And at the free throw line for Tonganoxie, it's going to be Owen Schmidt. Free throw, no. Schmidt looking for his first point of the evening. Cannot get it there. And Tonganoxie is going to bring in its first substitution as Kadir Albert comes in. He is a 5'7" guy, a senior. Second free throw is up, and it will be good for Schmidt. Kadir Albert. It is 17-6. 3:10 left. Here's DeMar for three. New wide left. We better get down Crowley. And players on the floor deep in the backcourt. And it's going to be on Jeter. So Purdy will have foul number one. Anyway, inbound. Ball gets in the on the floor to Crowley. Coming up against Hernandez. Hernandez reaches in, tries to bat it away, missed it. Crowley brings it up. Atchison has gone to the bench. They're going to bring Jaden Carter into the game. And here's a shot underneath. They whistle and a foul, and it's going to be on Trey Carter. So Trey will have his first foul. And for Atchison now, it'll be team foul three. One each, Purdy, Trey Carter, and Smith. Back to the free throw line, Tonganoxie. Last one, McCray. Free throw good. McCray hit a three-pointer to start scoring. For Tonganoxie a little bit earlier, puts in his fourth point tonight. Getting his team back to within 10. It is 17 now, 7. And we're 2:46 to go in the first. Little knee bend, little flip of the wrist. Bucket good. 17-8. Trey Carter has the ball topside. Lobs it underneath for Purdy. Tries to alley-oop and can't get it up. And then Purdy able to horse it back up and it rolls over the side of the rim and good. Jeter Purdy has 8. And it's 19-8. Atchison up 11. They've been up by as many as a dozen with 2:20 to play in the opening quarter. Over to the left side with it is going to be Noah Carlton. Carlton back top side. Swings the ball first left then right. Dumps it over to the edge. Accelerating in. Shot in off the window and good. Crowley will have his first bucket. And it's 19-10. 2 minutes to play in the first. Jaden Carter. A little look away skip pass. Trey for three. Just a little bit short. Taken up off the floor by Atchison. Hook shot in the middle. It's going to be good. It is now 21-10. 1:40 to play in the first quarter. Tongi will dump it over to the left side. McRae. McRae goes free throw line. Back to the rim. Puts on top. Three-point shot. Buries it. Owen Schmidt for three. 21-13. Tonganoxie trailing in the game, yes. Battling hard, absolutely. With 1:20 to go in the opening half. They've been down as many as a dozen. Now they have cut this to 8. Here's a 3. It's going to be up and good. 24-13. And we're at 1 minute to play in the first half. Or first quarter, excuse me, first quarter, guys game. Boys High School. Purdy's going to come up with a steal. Jailbreak all alone at the other end, lays it in. Cedar Purdy's got 10. And now what have we got happening here? The officials stop the play. I'll let's put a number in my scorebook, and what are we going to have? Seconds to go. We have a foul on Zamar. I didn't see it. I don't know how or when it happened. So they're going to wipe points off the board here. We have to figure out exactly what it is. 24-13. Here's a shot for three. It's up and good for Tonganoxie's Alex Crowley, 24-16. And now the ball batted free. It's on the floor. Going to go out of bounds. Back in will come to Atchison right in front of the Tonganoxie bench. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. High scoring game. Lots of points in this one here in Tonga tonight. 24-16. Atchison going at that century pace. Carter brings it in. Smith back to Carter. He just sent one skyward and in. Leave him totally undefended like that. And they will actually will score a lot of points. 27-16. Down the floor. The ball's dislodged. Picked up by Atchison. Into the forecourt with 13. That court pass batted. Saved by Atchison. Zamar has it taken out of his hands. And we will have a foul called on Crowley. For Alex, it'll be foul number one. And Tonganoxie team foul three with 10 seconds left in the opening quarter. So the ball will come in from the far side. Jaden Carter will inbound it. Looks in, brings it to Trey. 9, out on top, Purdy. He'll go 3. Rolls around and goes in. How about that? Cedar having a pretty good opening quarter. And that will take us to the end of the first. We got a timeout on the floor. After one in Tonganoxie, it's Atchison. 30, Tonganoxie 16.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Back with you here, and I'm sure what's happened. I'm going to fix my book to reflect, and I'll check in halftime. I believe the offensive foul by Zamar Hernandez a little bit earlier took 2 points off the board and scored by Jeter Purdy on that play. So let's reset the scoring. First of all, for Tonganoxie, 5 apiece. Lachlan McRae and Alec Crowley. Owen Schmidt with 4 and 2 for Noah Carlton. That's 16 for Tonganoxie. For Atchison, 30 points. And there's Jeter Purdy with 11. Jay-Z Kelly, 7. Half a dozen Trey Carter, 4. Eric Smith, 2. Zamar Hernandez. And Atchison back at the court. Have put their starters all back on the floor. And we're back at it. Second quarter is underway. And Tonganoxie has the ball to begin things. The pass is stolen by Hernandez. He will jailbreak at the other end and lay it in. Hernandez has 4. And it's 32-16. 7:40 to go, quarter number 2. Atchison with the commanding lead. Back and in, twisting, not able to get a shot away. Tonganoxie rewinds in, hit the North Carlton. It's going to bring that ball back out on top. Swings it over to Crowley. Crowley starts to the right side, now to the left, cuts down the right side of the lane. Brings it back off on top. Now again between the circles, they'll go to Zakiya Glover. Glover cuts down the side of the lane, dishes back. 3-point baseline, 3, new. Rebound, pull down Carter. Outlet Purdy. He'll go right side, goes in, turns his body sideways, tries to knife in, but it's going to be taken away. And now the ball is going to be stolen down by Tonganoxie, and they're passed to the other end of the court, wild and errant and out of bounds. It will be Atchison basketball at midcourt. 7 minutes to play in the opening half. Atchison, 2 second quarter points. Tonganoxie yet to score here in the second. Here's Trey Carter with the left side to Hernandez to the free throw line, where it's going to be taken away from Smith. Up with it will come Tongi. They'll go down the left side in front of the Atchison bench. Crowley dribbles it over to the baseline. Gets it to Carl Jr. Pass up a shot. Purdy comes over a little bit late to provide defense. Hard to shoot over Jeter Purdy. Back over to the right side and deep into the corner goes to Glover. Zakiya feeds in the middle of the driving layup. It's going to be too hard by Carlton, and it will kick off the backboard and back across over in front of the rim. Baseline Kelly three up, no good. Rebound Atchison followed up in. Smith will have a half dozen. 34-16. Atchison, and now a big collision, the ball taken away by Atchison, up it'll come to Hernandez, he will weave in, gets it over to Purdy, up for two more, 13 for Jeter. 36-16, Atchison getting a timeout, Tonganoxie taking a break, Joseph, 6 minutes to go in the opening half, it is Atchison 36, Tongi 16.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
We're just a couple of minutes into the second quarter. And Atchison up 20 here at Tonganoxie. Welcome back, everybody. Atchison coming back on the court. And, hey, Coach has made a sub. Okay, they're going to bring Yogi into the game. So, Yogi Purdy will come in. With Atchison up 20, 6 minutes to go in the half. Tonganoxie brings it in, Lachlan McCray. McCray goes into the lane, has it stripped out of his hands. And despite the offer of help by an Atchison player showing the official that really is our ball, the official declines his kind offer of assistance and says it's really Tonganoxie ball. The ball comes in. That's a long three, and it's going to be quite short. But a long offensive rebound, and the Chiefs will have it back. They'll send another three up. That one's going to be well off the mark. And another offensive rebound. Coming right, coming left, changing hands, laying up, missing another offensive rebound. Shot rejected. Tongi player on the floor. Atchison up with the basketball. Over to the left side is going to be Hernandez. He will cut across, tempted over. Purdy jump shot, airborne in. No. Another offensive foul by Atchison takes away another Purdy basket. Both of those offensive fouls by Hernandez. So he owes Jeter 4. Still 36-16. Atchison in front. 5:20 to play in the first half. Tongi has the ball in front of the Atchison bench. Coach Battle on his feet. Giving instructions and encouragement to the Phoenix players out there. Gets it over to Carlton. Here's a baseline jump shot. Well short. Offensive board. Kicked back. This shot is up blocked. Kicked over to the other side. This shot is up. And rattles home for Tonganoxie 3. Rattling that one down is going to be Schmidt, his second three of the game. And it's 36-19. Carter goes down the floor. It's going to be rejected. Slapped out of bounds. The shot of Trey Carter, and it's going to go out of play off Tonganoxie. 4:40 to go in the first half. Atchison dominant in this game, doing kind of pretty much what they want. Out on top, it's going to come to Jeter. Purdy dribbles way up top side, then with the right hand, gives it over to Trey. And now we've got a foul off the basketball. Officials coming over to the scorer's table. And now he's... We've got... What? Is this unsportsmanlike conduct? I don't know what's going on. The official puts the hands outstretched, fist clenched, arms stuck out. It's got to be on Jeter. And it's going to be on Glover. So whatever it is, it's some kind of an offsetting on sportsmanlike kind of a call. No foul shots are being taken. And these officials are going to great lengths here tonight to keep these teams from getting too physical, let's call it, with this game. And Coach Battle will take Purdy out of the lineup. Going to replace him with Jaden Carter, who drives into the lane, has the shot batted away, and it's going to go out of bounds. And let's see whose it is. It's going to go out of bounds back to Atchison. So Phoenix bringing it in at their baseline. Over to the right, the baseline jumper. It's up and good. 3-point shot, Atchison. Makes it now 39-19. Back to the 20-point lead. The three on the other end is up and good. And Tonganoxie will answer. And a shot from outside for Atchison for three. And shot on the other end by Schmidt is up for two. 42-24. The shot on the Atchison in for three. No. This time, it doesn't fall, and they've mostly been falling. Tonganoxie would fall. They'll go for a long three. That one rims off. No. Rebound. Haul down, Phoenix. 3:20 to go in the half. And the ball's going to be stolen away from Kelly. Down the floor with it. Tongi goes in, goes up, shot missed. Rebound. Pulled down by Atchison. 3:15 to go in the half. Looking in the middle is going to be Jay-Z. Comes out on top. In the middle of Yogi. Backs in. Hits the side of the backboard to get a foul called. Yogi Purdy ends up on the floor. And he's back up and fine. Let's see which Tonganoxie player. It will be the first on Lachlan McRae. So all five starters for Tonganoxie have fouled. None of them have fouled more than once. The free throw for Yogi is good. His first point tonight. 3:06 left. First half. Yogi's second free throw. Bounces away, won't go in. 43-24. Down court with it. It's going to be Zakiya Glover. And Atchison coming up with a steal. Phoenix back the other way. Carter, step and a half above the top of the key, looking to play off the screen. They'll go to the left side of the free throw line, get it down low. Jaden goes three. It's too long. And a rebound underneath by Schmidt for Tonganoxie. And as they fall to the floor, we get a traveling call. Tonganoxie is going to make a couple of substitutions. They, like Atchison, very, very rarely substituted, but they're going to bring 5'9 junior Jason Byrne in. And Kadir Albert is coming back in also. Atchison brings it in. It's going to be batted away. And Carter runs over a Tonganoxie player. And Jaden's going to be called for his first foul. Two and a half to go, first half. First foul for Jaden Carter. Team foul three for Atchison. Only two fouls in the quarter for Tonganoxie. Keaton's into the forecourt. In some trouble, down already, 19 points to a very good Atchison team. Over to the right side, but it's going to be Crowley, and we're going to get an offensive foul off the ball. Kadir Albert. So that is the sixth player for Tonganoxie to commit a foul. And again, six guys with a foul apiece. Paul rolls it away over to midcourt. I thought somebody was going to go chase it, but the official from the other end of the floor had to come up and pick it up and retrieve the ball. And here comes Atchison. 2:20 to play in the first half. Jaden Carter walks it across midcourt. Slides down the left side. Loses a defender. Uncontested threes. Too strong. Rebound Tonganoxie. Chieftains into the forecourt with Glover. Down the left side. Right in front of Coach Battle. He'll step in. Little Euro step. Shot is up. Missing. And rebound. Pulled away. Phoenix. Atchison going the other way with a minute 50 to go in the first half. Carter goes to the left side. Thought about the 17-footer, then doesn't. Brings it out to Kelly. JJ goes right side. Yogi back out on top. It'll come. Trey's darts left. Is dead. Brings it back to the right. Minute and a half to go in the half. Carter up top side. Little bump. No foul. And they're going to call it 5 seconds closely guarded. What was happening? Trey was just kind of doing a little seesaw dribble. Act like he was going to drive in and pack it away and just kind of not going anywhere, looking right into the eyes of the guy 3 feet in front of him, defending him. And the bench was right in front of him the whole time, just counting it down, and he got a 5 seconds closely guarded. Minute 20 to go in the half as Tonganoxie puts the ball back in play. It is a 43-24 ball game. Chieftains left side, Landon McCray. Around the perimeter they go. Glover has it. Sakaya looks back door. Atchison does a good job of collapsing on the basketball. They'll have to lob it back to the top, around the perimeter. Kicks it back on top. 1 minute to go in the half. Now tripped and falling into the lane. No foul called. Or is there? From the back side, a foul is called. And it is going to be the second foul on Jaden Carter. So Zamar, Jeter, and Jaden with 2 fouls apiece. Just a go half. Atchison with a commanding 19-point lead, 43-24. And still not too far off that 100-point pace. It comes in to Tonganoxie. And around the outside with it, they're going to go. 49 seconds left in the half. 48. Rolling along here. Everybody above the 3-point circle for Tonganoxie. Now we're going to get a foul off the ball. An offensive foul. And again, trying to set that screen. Foul is going to be on Owen Schmidt. And he is the first Tonganoxie player to pick up a second personal foul. 43 seconds left in the half. And again, up the floor with it will come Trey Carter. Trey, couple of threes in the first quarter, couple of threes in the second. Kelly will have it right side. Goes underneath to Kelly, and his layup is in. Or Smith, rather. Smith's layup is in. It is 45-24. 20 seconds left. First half. Tonganoxie probably going to utilize some clock, get a final shot away. And now they're going to throw it across and throw it away. It goes into the second row of the stands. And for Atchison, 10th of time. 11 seconds to go. Half the length of the floor and get a shot away. Wait a minute. Was that? There's okay. Here we go. Atchison will bring it in. 8-7. Midcourt at 6. Trey goes left. Backs away with 2. Double team with 1. Passes in the middle. They're going to get a look at the rim. Not well done by Atchison. That was a golden opportunity for them to work on a play that was probably going to be something that they would use at some point in the future. Certainly, that play was not necessary tonight, but a good chance to have worked on it. And we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as these teams head for the locker room. It is Atchison 45, Tonganoxie 24.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this. At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Back with you here in Tonganoxie, Kansas. And Joseph, I think we're back. There's a bit of a din going on here in the gymnasium. A little halftime music jamboree. Atchison with a 21-point lead at halftime, and recap of the opening half scoring for you for Tonganoxie. A dozen points for Owen Schmidt. Five each. Alex Crowley and Lachlan McRae, and two in the first half for Noah Carlton. For Atchison, Jeter Purdy leads the way with 13. And Jeter's on very limited second quarter play. A dozen for Trey Carter. It was an 8-point half. Eric Smith, seven. Jay-Z Kelly and Samar Hernandez with four. Yogi Purdy with a first half point. Fouls, not really a deal for either team. Tonganoxie Schmidt has two. For Atchison, Jaden Carter, Jeter Purdy, and Samar Hernandez also each with two. Opening game, a win for the Phoenix girls team. We'll be back to bring you the second half of the guys' contest. But right now with the halftime score, Atchison 45, Tonganoxie 24. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the K Radio Sports Studio. Oh, yeah, it's halftime.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, as we're happy to bring you the Atchison High game as they are on the road at Tonganoxie. We will return to the boys' game in just a couple of moments. I do want to mention coming up on the Care Country Sports schedule, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is brought to you by the Care Country Studios, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, right around 5:15 to 5:20 of an evening. Then on Friday, we've got Donovan West at ACCHS. This Saturday, we do not have any basketball on tap for you as the Ravens are off this weekend. We will return to Raven basketball coming up next Wednesday. We've got a full slate, so we'll mention a little bit more about that during the normal sports broadcasts. Now, I'm going to take a real quick break and come back with the scores as I have them.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine college sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Taking a look at some of the finals in the ladies' games, it was Frankfurt over Northern Heights, 56-21. Lynn beat Trescott, 65-8. Sabetha topped Wamego, 50-15. Perry LeCompton had a very close win with 39 points to Paola's 37. Centralia and Care Paravel met up. It was Centralia at 50 to Care Paravel's 16. In the Valley Heights Marysville game, it was Valley Heights 53, Marysville 41. Jefferson West and Royal Valley met up. It was Jefferson West's night as the ladies had a 42-22 victory. In the Troy Hiawatha game, Troy squeaked out a 48-47 win. Washington County topped Pike Valley 51-37, and in the game that we broadcast earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had the Atchison High ladies at 41 points to Tonganoxie 32 at the end of regulation. In boys' games at the half, it is Paola 21 over Perry LeCompton's 18. Care Paravel is trailing Centralia 23-27. Washington County has 26 points to Pike Valley's 22. Donovan West at the half. Boys are sitting at 28 points to Riverside's 24. And in this game, we've got the boys of Atchison High at 45 points to Tonganoxie Boys 24. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies tonight with lows around 24. Southwesterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 53. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 39. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside right now, it is at Triple Point. We're sitting at 33.3 degrees up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. The winds have died down to 1 mile per hour, relative humidity 74 degrees, giving us a feels-like temperature of 33 degrees out there. Dew point is 25 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure holding steady at 30.40 inches of mercury. We will return to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, We pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Good to have you back with us here in Tonganoxie, Kansas, set to go to the second half. Atchison, 45. Tonganoxie, 24. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and here we go. Looks like both teams have the original five out there. How about that for Atchison, Hernandez, Purdy, Carter, Kelly Smith. For Tonganoxie, Glover, Crowley, Carlton, McCray, Schmidt. Here we go. Tongi ball to begin things. The bounce pass in the middle is going to be knocked away, and Atchison will steal. Up the floor with it comes Trey Carter. He will walk it across at the center. Tonganoxie in a player defense. A little screen off and the drive in the middle by Jay-Z, and he tumbles to the floor. For Atchison, the good news, the ball out of bounds off Tonganoxie. It'll come back in Phoenix down to their baseline. Just moments into the second half. Atchison brings it in. I don't know if there's a running clock in this high school game or not. Topside Hernandez backs away. Start to the right side. Goes to the left side. Kicks it over to Trey. It'll be interesting to see how Atchison uses this. Here's a three-point shot. Up and good. Trey Carter for 15. 48-24. A minute gone in the third. Again, as my point is going to be, it's be interesting to see how Atchison utilizes this very lopsided, one-sided win here tonight to work on things, improve things, get game experience, maybe kind of develop some of the skills and techniques that Coach Battle has, I'm sure, been working very hard with his team to be able to utilize and take advantage of. So we'll see what things differently Atchison may do in the second half. Conversely, for Tonganoxie, they're going to say, how are we going to get back in this thing, or maybe at the very least minimize the damage and not have it worse? And so they delayed that game. It took a world of time on that possession, but then put up a shot that missed. And here's a quick turnaround shot in the middle for Jeter Purdy. Atchison doing pretty much exactly what they had done in the very first moments of the game. Long shots by Trey, short shots by Jeter, and that's kind of been the story of it here tonight. 50-24. Tonganoxie with the ball left side, a little shake and bake, driving in, reverse layup, crossing over. It went straight up. Didn't kind of come back, had no chance to go into the rim. Now here's a running one-handed shot on the other side, missing, but getting his own rebound. Samar is able to push it back in, and he's got six. It goes to 52-24. Atchison, 5.5 to go. Here's a shot on the other end, coming up too soft, and concentration is gone now for Tonganoxie as Carlton does not finish that. Here's a drive in the middle by Kelly. Misses the shot, got pushed in the back, and we're going to have the ball. Is it prior to the shot? I thought he's indicating he's going to be putting it in play, and it is. So they're going to say before the shot, and that's a very difficult differentiation because between going up with the shot and taking the shot, kind of a bang-bang deal, but it's going to be Atchison ball coming into their offensive baseline. It'll be lobbed into Jeet, come back out on between the circles to Zamar. 5:20 to play. Here's a right wing three, missing Trey Carter. Rebounding it back down, Atchison. Follow shot up and good for Jay-Z Kelly. Kelly has his third three. 55-24 Atchison. From the left side of the baseline, the shot misses, and AHS is going to board it down. Baseball pass to the other end. It's going to be knocked away from Purdy. Picked up off the floor by Hernandez, who feeds Purdy, who scores. Hernandez knocks a Tonganoxie player to the floor, who the official stopped the play, make sure he's okay, and Alex Crowley will get quickly back to his feet. We're going to get Kadir Albert returning for Tonganoxie with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go. We're in the third quarter. Atchison in front, 57-24, as they continue to expand their, frankly, insurmountable lead. Here out on top of it is going to be Crowley. Tonganoxy down the right side. Crowley, little one-hand push pass, gets it out between the circles to Schmidt. Owen Schmidt has been the offensive bright spot for this Tonganoxy team tonight. And Atchison has gone to the stayed with that player defense. Three-point shot, nope. Offensive rebound off the right block. Is brought back out on top, around to the left side. Players strewn all over the floor, and now a hook pass into the right corner. And Tonganoxy's been lured into trying to keep up with Atchison speed-wise, and they're just not going to do that, not going to be able to do that. They got to find their own rate and their own speed and their own tempo and find where they need to be in terms of that. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Phoenix with the basketball, leading it by, 33. Out on top, Purdy will go for a three. That is well short, surprisingly. And the rebound results in a collision. Purdy is able to save the ball in play, but when he does so, Smith comes in from the backside and picks up the foul. That's going to be his second foul tonight, and at 3:55 to go in the third. Do we have substitutions? Yeah, we're going to have Jaden Carter come in. So Atchison, they have shown us seven deep tonight. That's what we saw down at Rossville. And now that thump you hear is another Tonganoxy player being bumped to the ground. Tongi moving the ball briskly. Atchison player defense showing good footwork, staying right with him. Back it will come to the left side. Coming off the screen, the knife in the lane, the hook shot is up, rolls across the front lip of the rim, no good. Purdy rebounds it down. Jeter will bring it up the floor himself, takes it top of the key, bounces it back off on top. Trey wanted to take that three, but it was just about two steps longer than it needed to be. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Jaden Carter way out in front of the Phoenix bench. Back over to the right side, Smith playing it up high. Now to Hernandez. So alley-oop for Purdy, and he will take it, come back down, go up and score. Purdy at 19 now. 59-24. 2:40 left, third quarter. And now the ball's stolen. Here we go. It's showtime, guys. And, it was going to be showtime, but Owen Schmidt said, you know what, not on my watch. I'm going to go in, and he detained Jeter from going up with the third down dunk. That's going to be the third foul of the ball game by Owen. It'll be the second foul of the third quarter by Tonganoxy in the free throw. Jeter pretty hits it. And for him, it's going to be 20. 20 points. That's the first free throw of the night for Jeter. He hit a three back in the opening quarter. Tonganoxy will switch out a couple of guys. Much like Atchison, they have shown us to be seven players deep on this team. Second free throw by Purdy is short. Rebound, Atchison. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Carter with the ball. Comes it over to the left side to Jaden. Gets it to Purdy. Changes directions. And prior to his shot being taken, a foul is called on the Tonganoxy's. Set on Noah Carlton. A couple of fouls now for Noah. Atchison wants to bring it in underneath and can't. Comes out on top. Jaden, he'll go three. Can't nail it. And rebound, Sheeptons. Tonganoxy, top side, now at the free throw line. Oh, beautiful back door, and a reverse layup, missed again. They've tried that play a couple of times. They've gotten their man wide open, but just unable to finish the play. 2 minutes to go in quarter number three, and we're going to have Atchison again running over a Tonganoxy player, and it's going to be foul number three. I think, yes, And we thought number three on Jaden. Smith comes out of the ball game, and Atchison's on the floor now with Hernandez, Carter, Purdy, and Purdy. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Spinning, twisting, can't get a shot away. Back out on top. Tonganoxie, now they'll launch a three. That's way too strong. Caught on the fly by Atchison, and then we get a foul in the backcourt, trying to steal it back, but only able to pick up the foul is going to be Kadir Albert. 60-24, Phoenix running away with their second W of the year here tonight. Both of them on the road. Hernandez gets it to Yogi. Back out on top. Jeter, long two, nope. Rebound. Tipped around again. Fed underneath to Hernandez, stripped out of his hand, and they'll call a foul on Zakaia. Here's the thing. Zakaia reached across. Now, did he make contact? Maybe not. Did he get all ball? Maybe not. But here's the thing. You reach across that guy, you're just going to have a foul call. This is what's going to happen. And Zakaia will have his second foul tonight. That'll be the 15th foul for Tonganoxie, putting Hernandez at the free throw line, and his first shot rattles around and rolls a bit, but it finally fell in. And that'll be 7 points tonight for Zamar. And again, Tonganoxie rotating players in and out a little bit. But again, as we keep talking about, like Atchison, going no more than seven deep. Second free throw, Hernandez clanks out, no good. And the rebound swept away by Tonganoxie's Glover. Here they come. Glover brings it all the way up the floor himself, tries to kick it back, and it's going to be stolen by G. Now the question is, does it go over to Zamar? Finger roll, can't get it. Misjudged the angle of the shot, and the rebound is going to be cleared away by Tonganoxie. It was going to be a really pretty shot. It would have been better to have gone in. With a minute to go in the third quarter, it's a 61-24 Atchison lead. Top sign between the circles is going to be Glover. He'll swing it over to the left side, hands to Carlton. Carlton plays off a hard screen. Yeah. Let's see what happened. All I saw was a ton of contact in the middle and playing off or maybe trying to play through the screen. We got a foul called on Yogi. So that'll be his first foul tonight. Back in play with it will come Tongi. 3-point shot. Nuke rebound at Jeter Purdy. 40 seconds to come in the third quarter. Hatches are probably no longer going to go to 100, but they could easily get to 80 here tonight. And a Tonganoxie foul with just about a half a minute to play in the third quarter. And again, Atchison will come to the free throw line as they are in this 5-foul bonus, and it'll be Jeter Purdy stepping up there. And for Tonganoxie, it is going to be foul number 3 for Noah Carlton. So now two Chieftain players have 3 fouls apiece, and the first free throw here is good. So Purdy's now 2 of 3 at the free throw line, picking up his 21st, and with that, his 22nd point. It is 63-24. Here comes Tonganoxie with what is likely their final possession of the third quarter. With the basketball, Zakaia Glover. Now jumps it off near the center circle to Crowley. He finds himself getting way up too high. Now we'll drive into the lane. It's a beautiful move, and nobody stepped in front of him. And Alex Crowley, are you ready for this? That is the first third quarter point for Tonganoxie. And on the other end, Atchison with a layup at the buzzer. And that takes us to the fourth quarter. We'll be back. We go to quarter four here in Tonganoxie, Kansas. It is Atchison 65, Tonganoxie 26.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report.
We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online, anytime around the clock, at msenews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msenews.net.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hey, as we come back to Tonganoxie, Kansas, I look down at my big alarm clock I got down here, my big, you know, timepiece. It says 900. Welcome back, everybody. Going to the fourth quarter of the guys' game. Atchison getting ready to make a Phoenix sweep out of this one in front, 65-26, going to the fourth quarter. Tonganoxie scoring their only bucket of the third quarter in the last half a minute of the third. Dozen points now for Schmidt. That third quarter basket was scored by Crowley that increases his number to 7. For Atchison, 3 athletes in double-digit scoring, paced by Jeter Purdy's 22. Here comes the Phoenix. And Coach Battle has reinserted his starting five into the game. We'll see how long they stay. I would think just moments. A lot of coaches are bringing the starters in to begin the fourth quarter of a game like this. Purdy will have it on top. Jeter goes in, falls away, lays it up, and in. And is that a plus one? I believe it might be. Clock stopping a half a minute into the fourth quarter. Count that bucket. Plus one. It'll be 3 fouls for Zakaya. Free throw. Rolls around it in. So Chicago getting a shooter's roll. 68-26. Here's a long three for Tongi. That's no way to get back in. It's because the rebound pulled back down by Purdy. And as he comes up the floor, that a defender reaches in to bat it away and doesn't cleanly knock it free. Instead, picks up the personal foul. It's going to be the second foul. Second foul for Crowley tonight. And Tonganoxie, what they don't want to do is pick up a lot of fouls this quarter and give Atchison just a boatload of free throw appearances down the stretch, make this game last longer. And here's a little follow-away shot by Smith. He's got 10, the fourth Atchison player to reach double digits, 70-26. Now the ball is going to be stolen, and Hernandez misses the layup. And they're going to say defender comes in late, and they're going to call him for the foul. The foul is going to be with 6:10 and counting to play in the game. The foul is going to be on Crowley. And Hernandez will come to the free throw line. Tomorrow's got 7 points. He's 1 of 2 at the stripe tonight. That one is well short. One more shot coming up for Zamar. Little right-hand dribble, once, twice, looks it over, sends it up and in. You've got 8. 71-26. Back up court, Tonganoxie. Noah Carlton handles the ball up. Nice back door, the dish across, and I don't know, didn't think the pass was that errant to have not been caught and scored. And with a running clock and less than 5 minutes of play, Coach Battle feels good enough to go to the bench. Here is some applause in the background. The Atchison fans who have come on the road here tonight cheer on some of these young players who've gotten out there for AHS. And here we go. Get that program out, gang. It's going to be Isaiah Thompson. Now the ball batted out of the hands of Cale Williams. And we will have another Tonganoxie foul. This is going to be, I think, maybe the 4th on Crowley. It is. Alex Crowley's 4th foul, and he's picked up 3 of them already in his 4th quarter. And that is also the 4th team foul for the Chieftains. Atchison has committed no 4th quarter fouls yet. Back over to the right side for Atchison is Aaron Friedel. Top side it goes Aiden Rebant. Little seesaw dribble for Thompson. And a little mishandling of the ball that's going to come back to Tonganoxie. 3:45 to go. 71-26. Atchison going to be 2-0 tonight. Here we go, back over to the right side. Tonga's got Anthony Rowe, R-O-E, out in the game. He's a 6'1 junior. Comes out on top. Cater Albert shoots it for three. Can't get it to fall. Atchison with the rebound. The other way they go. Over to the right side. Into the lane. The shot rolls around, and it is good. So that bucket belongs to Aaron Friedel. Here's a three short for Tongi. A follow shot off the window and a plus one. So Tonganoxie coming to the line. It'll be Owen Schmidt. He leads his team now at 14 points. His free throw. Got it. So it's 73-29. The three-pointer for Atchison. No. Rebound. Going the other way. Tonganoxie with the ball. 2:22 left tonight. Driving across. The dish to the corner. The three-pointer from the elbow. No. Swept down. Rebound. Brings it up the floor. Cale Williams. Atchison. Good to see these young guys. They work hard, practice. We talk about it all the time. I like to see some of these young players of the future getting some time. How about that? Three-point shot, Josiah Thompson. And he gets teed up. I know you get a little excited. You kind of hit the shot. You know, it's all nice. And then you let yourself get a little too excited. So Thompson hits a three, draws the tee, and the official's coming over to explain to the coaching staff what's going on. And for some reason, Coach Battle seems to understand it, which is correct and good. The assistant coaches don't understand it as well, and the officials take a little time of talking to them. So it's a good time for everybody to get, you know, work on the game, right? Minute 20 to go. The tee shot is up and count it. So, there's that. It is 76-30 down the right side. The layup is up and good plus one. So it's now 76-32 and a plus one. That is going to be, Jamar. I wondered who came back in because Coach took the individual who was drawing the technical out. So Jamar picks up his third foul. And here's a three on the other end. Nope. Rebound out of play. Atchison basketball. 76-33. There we go. Up with the Tonganoxie's Kadir Albert. Somebody Atchison fans getting ready to leave. A lot of them are sticking around. They get that full experience. 10 seconds left. Atchison will drive. 15-footer. Nice. The bucket hit right there for Atchison by Cale Williams. And that's going to do it. Final score here tonight. Atchison 78, Tonganoxie 33, and we'll be back and summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The road trip for the Phoenix tonight turns into a couple of wins, and in the nightcap, it was all Atchison from the opening moments. Phoenix winning at 78-33. Tonganoxie led by Owen Schmidt with 16, 7 for Crowley, 5 for McCray, and Carlton with 2 for Atchison. 4 athletes in double-digit scoring, paced by your Bank of Atchison player of the game, Jeter Purdy. Jeter, 25 points tonight. And then Trey Carter, 17, 10 apiece. Jay-Z Kelly and Eric Smith, 8 tonight for Samar Hernandez. Falls to Josiah Thompson with 3, 2 each for Kale Williams and Aaron Friedel. Yogi Purdy knocking down a point here this evening. Atchison goes to 2-0 on the season. Tonganoxie is now 0-2. Ladies game tonight in the opener, it was Atchison winning at 41-32, and Atchison evens their mark at 1-1 for the girls. Hey, Gwen, thank you for having me join us here this evening. Sports Look Thursday night right after Brian Hagan of the Care Radio Evening Report at about 5:15, 5:20 or so. Join Gus and me for that. Hey, want to thank you again for having been with us this evening. Till next time, for Joseph at the Care Sports Studio, Izzy doing a great job of keeping an eye on me, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.